Hey, Mr. Detmer. Let me get that tangled.
You're connected everywhere. Let me untangle you.
We manage pain differently in every individual. It also depends on the size of the operation. Many patients will give a pain pump. It's a little pump that they can control to give them morphine or some sort of narcotic. In addition, we have the newer catheters that we put right around the ribs where they might have the most pain. So again, we individualize it for everyone. And while we have sort of techniques or guidelines that we follow, it's very important for us to individualize it for each patient.
Dr. Travis Crabtree of Washington University Hospital in St. Louis is also one of the nation's leading experts on VATS.
Good, good. You don't sound too bad, but you're moving a lot more air on the side over here compared to the side where you had surgery. And so I think cleaning some of that mucus out that builds up will make a big difference in terms of your breathing.
Yeah.
So you've got
today he's visiting non-small cell cancer patient Royce Detmer, who underwent the procedure 3 days ago.
The first time that the doctor told me what I had, it hit me. But then the more he explained it, drew pictures, everything, I wasn't even worried when I come in the door. I had all the confidence in the world in him, so. And I think that's the best way you can be, is you got to have confidence.
He still has some chest tubes in, and we're also really focusing on what we call pulmonary toilet, getting him to cough, getting him to deep breathe, sort of keep the secretions from building up in his airway and keep him from getting pneumonia.
Let me hear you cough. I want to hear a good cough. Going to need it to be a little bit stronger than that. Use your pillow and squeeze it against you. Okay. I know yesterday we had to do the scope procedure where we try and clean out some of that mucus, and you've actually been doing a very good job of coughing it up. On your x-ray, though, it still looks like it's building up a little bit. And so what we're going to do later today is probably look down there with the scope just to give you a little bit of a head start on cleaning that stuff out.
Breathing exercises are an essential part of recovery and rehabilitation. Mr. Detmer is using an incentive spirometer every 15 minutes to help expand his remaining lung tissue.
Very good.
That was a good one.
There are certain things that require the patients to be in the hospital. Some of the monitors and tubes that they may have require them to be in the hospital for the first few days. But once they get to a point, a lot of their recovery has to do with rehabilitation. Being in an environment that they're comfortable with, doing their breathing exercises, walking, not just going home and sitting around and watching TV, but being active.
We're gonna try to walk down to the end of this hall here, okay?
Walking is another important part of the recovery process.
I'll have patients sort of imply that they don't feel like they can walk for 2 weeks after the operation. And it amazes them when I say, you know, on roughly post-op day one or two, we'll have you up walking up and down the halls.
I don't think you ever feel ready because you've been, you know, laying, and the trauma to your body has to mess you up. But after I got out of the chair, I stood up for a while. And then we walked, and she said, you know, do you feel all right? Are you lightheaded, dizzy, you know?
Okay, so we're going to continue with the walking. We're going to work on some balance activities.
And the simplest rule that I tell people, if it hurts, don't do it. Most of the pain will have to do with upper body movements after a bigger operation, and that shouldn't limit their ability to walk in the hospital and, most importantly, when they get home.
First day, I walked from here all the way down to the end of the hall and back. And then she had me sit in the chair again for a while and then got back in bed.
There you go. Good job.
Good. Respiratory. Hi, good morning.
I would love to say that the importance of the patient getting better has everything to do with me, but that's just simply not the case. The ability to get a patient through a big lung operation or any lung operation is completely dependent on good nursing, good ancillary help, social workers, physical therapists. It's very much a team effort.
You push that red button and they're here. You know, you don't lay around and wait. They're here. and you know, and they, you know, they fill you in on what you need to do, you know, how to go about it, you know, and it's all for your own good if you just listen.
Recovering patients do their breathing and coughing exercises every hour during the day.
Can you take a big deep breath and hold it for a second or two for me? Good job. Excellent. I'm going to take a listen to your lungs.
The improvement is remarkable after only a few days of hospital rehab.
You've got a series of tubes and lines that are going to come out of you within the next day or so, and as long as you're moving around okay, get your x-ray looking a little better, we'll get you home.
After the tubes are removed, a final x-ray will verify that Mr. Detmer is ready to be discharged.
Big deep breath. Hold it. Breathe.
Breathe.
With you doing as well as you're doing, if we get those tubes out today, you may be able to go home as early as tomorrow or Wednesday.
Boy,
I think we're moving in the right direction.
Don't send me home too quick. She may make me do something.
That's all right. I'll write an order so you don't have to
do anything. That's good. Dishwashing's the main thing.
I'll put that in there. I tell you what, you fill it out and I'll sign it.
Okay.
That sound okay?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you feeling after your walk? Ready to go home?
Sure, I'm ready to go home.
All right, I'm just going to go over all of your discharge instructions with you.
Leaving the hospital to return home after surgery is a milestone that patients have worked toward from their first clinic visit.
For your activity, we don't want you lifting anything greater than 10 pounds, so that's about like a milk jug.
Being at home in a familiar, comfortable environment helps continue the healing process.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, not until you leave the room. Then I probably will.
We'll write them down or give us a call.
VATS cuts the average hospital stay in half compared to a full thoracotomy, from 6 days to 3 in most cases.
Have a safe trip. Good luck. Put your safety belt on. Okay, see you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
...68-year-old Larry James is another of Dr. Travis Crabtree's patients. He's at home, recovering from a VATS procedure, the removal of the center lobe of his right lung. After only 2 days in the hospital, Mr. James was discharged to the care of his wife, Vonnie.
Oh, it was wonderful to be at home. There's nothing like home sweet home. That's true. And, of course, my own bed. And then the following day... Saturday, late afternoon, I finally took a nice warm shower, and my regular cook meals, and it was really wonderful to be home.
But I think my job was to try to keep him upbeat, and sometimes that's not easy to do, you know, because he worried and stuff. You know, that's the main thing, is just to keep him focused, and you have to keep yourself in good health, too. You can't let your health go when you're taking care of somebody that's got a problem like this.
It was all a new experience for me, but the best advice I give is to be positive and relax and let your doctor take care of you, because he's experienced and he's going to do the very best job for you. And if you worry, it makes it a lot worse. I know the mental part is the biggest part of any surgery.
2 weeks after Larry's surgery, he returns to the hospital for a checkup he hopes will result in permission to spend the winter in Florida.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, what's the last name?
James.
Mr. James.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
I should be here for a full set of chest x-rays and an appointment with Dr.
Crabtree.
Yep. At 11:15. Yep. I dealt with it when I first found out I had cancer, and I know everybody else does too, because when they say the word cancer, then automatically you start to panic. In fact, I ended up losing some weight after I found out I had cancer, but they took out the center part of my lung, and I didn't even hardly know it. So it was amazing to me.
Okay, deep breath and hold, Mr. James. Have you guys done your
way? There's several things that go into that follow-up clinic visit. I want to make sure they're feeling okay, their pain's adequately controlled, that their incisions are healing well. We usually always get a chest x-ray. Occasionally, patients can redevelop fluid on their lung. We'd like to see that based on their clinical exam and the x-ray. And oftentimes, patients will go home and we wouldn't have had the opportunity to discuss their pathology. What was their specimen like? Are they going to need additional treatment? And that gives us the opportunity to discuss that in more detail with the patient and their family. Particularly because patients are going home so soon these days.
But you want to keep active, you want to keep moving around. When the weather gets nice, you want to get outside. All that's going to help you heal.
Can I go back to work?
You're still healing, but as long as you're not going back and doing a lot of heavy lifting, if you feel like you can go back to work or if you want to start back slowly and you want to do that, you're certainly welcome to give that a try. But you might want to give it a couple more weeks, a week or two. And when you're fully rested and ready to go back to work. But
I'd like to try it, and if I can't handle it or I need to take some more time, they work good with me. They've been real good to tell me that they could fix my hours however I want it. So
I think that's the best situation that you can have, and if you can do that with them, you know, start back slowly and see how you do, and then progress, increase your hours as you're able to tolerate it.
He did real well. He did real well. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't have his moments, but, you can expect that.
Hey, Mr. James, how are you doing, buddy?
Fine.
You look fantastic.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I appreciate your
good.
Help with this today, too.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm doing good.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I strongly encourage patients to be active. Walk on a treadmill. Swim if you have joint problems. The more active you can be, I think the more rapid your recovery and the better you'll do with the whole operative experience.
The actual section of your lung that we took out, the middle lobe on the right side, is probably only somewhere between 5 to 10% of your total lung function. So I wouldn't have expected you to lose a lot of function with regards to your breathing. Some of the other sections of your lung are larger, and you can tend to notice that more often. But, this I think you should do just fine.
I feel good.
Even if you've lost a little bit of a step, I think if you can get back into exercising and walking, something simple as walking, you'll be able to get back to where you were before.
I love to walk outside. I love to be out in it.
Well, great. Well, Mr. James.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you
so
much.
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Well, I appreciate you coming in to see
me. It's been real well.
I've been very pleased.
Since I've had an operation, I like to get out and walk every chance I can, because the exercise makes me recover and feel a lot better every day. And I can notice a big difference with the exercise plan. I can walk quite a few miles and not even realize it, 2.5 months in the warm weather.
This makes it so much easier when we do it this way.
Okay, here's
then
my
shirts.
Then we
know what we got, okay.
Larry and Bonnie James are heading to the Sunshine State.
Okay.
That way you got short sleeve and long sleeve, because we don't know what the weather's going to be. At least we're getting out of here and it's not raining or snowing, so that's good.
Let me put this one in and y'all get the other one.
Okay.
3 months after VATS surgery, Larry James is cancer-free and back to his normal routine. And in Boston, Barbara Barron has regained the confidence that vanished so suddenly when she fell on a neighborhood walk.
I'm a lucky woman. I'm a really lucky woman. They did a fabulous job, and I feel very fortunate. I really do. The VATS, I really feel, saved me a lot of discomfort and pain, which was great because it had been a long road to finding it out. And, looking forward to trying to get back to a normal life.
You can hardly tell unless I lift up my arm. You'll see these on the back, you can see. But when my arm is down, they're just right under here. And, if my shirt was off, you can't even tell.
Dr. Stephen Levine is once again treating patients instead of being one.
I work full-time as a dentist, so I work every day. And I come home and I enjoy my wife and my son, and we'll go to karate practice and play baseball. So my life has not changed at all. Lifestyle is exactly, it's a pretty boring life I lead. What I am thankful about is that I'm able to continue the same lifestyle. You gotta live, you gotta work, you gotta function, enjoy your family. You gotta do everything normal. If you can be lucky enough to get somebody who can do the VATS procedure on you, it is really the way to go. The post-operative complications and the post-operative pain is much, much less with the VATS procedure. It's excellent.
Lung cancer and lung surgery is a life-changing event, a significant transition from normal routines to the uncertainty of examination, diagnosis, and treatment. In every case, the surgeon's goal remains the same: to employ the latest medical technology and knowledge so that patients can return to an active life.